Moni Uncut. I'm sipping coffee. Today's long day. Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. Just finished my last drop. My day was starting out great. Then all of a sudden, I remember, you know, look at my niece's birthday. Well, photos from my niece, and it just got overwhelmed because I can't even like watch my niece grow up because I live so far. I mean, I didn't move away, but the fact that I can't move how I want to move right now, like as far as flying back and forth, got me caught up in my emotions, and like I just started fucking bawling. I know success doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. It doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. Even when people see me and they look at me and they're like, oh, she's just doing shit. I'm doing it for a reason. When I started hustling when I was young, when I started like selling whatever I could sell, I'd make blankets. I made blankets, I made pillows, I made jewelry. This has been since I was young. I babysat kids, I tutored, I've done so much over my life, and so that's why I do so much now, because I did a lot of things to have avenues for income, because my mom needed help. My mom couldn't do it by herself, so I braided hair, like, that was a big thing, braiding hair. I made money doing that, and, just whatever I could do. I've made canned applesauce with my mom. I crocheted stuff, crocheted blankets. I've done a lot of things over the years. Like, I mean, sometimes I think about it, I'm like, wow, I did that too. So when I start doing things, I'm like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, because I always looked at myself as being a millionaire, as being someone that took my family out of poverty, because we lived in poverty for so long. Like, my family grew up, we grew up like always not having anything. Like, even when my mom and dad were married, I mean, it was okay. You know, they had bought a house together, but the struggle was still real. The struggle for certain things, like, there was a lot of times there wasn't money. And I didn't, like, talk about, I need this, I need that. I never asked for name brand shit. Even through high school, I was like, if I want it, I gotta get it myself. So I would save up money and get one pair of shoes or whatever for myself. I did the things that I needed to do, you know, to make me feel good. And then I went from there to taking care of my siblings. Like, when they needed stuff, I helped take care of them. Because I didn't want them going without too, like I did, and it wasn't even my responsibility, but I did. So now that I'm where I'm at now, I'm like, I want to, you know, help take care of my family. That's just what it is. Like, I've always wanted that. I've always wanted to be able to buy my family lavish gifts and, like, just to do shit for them. Like, of course, you can do regular shit. I go, yeah, I can do, you know. But no, I want to do big shit. Why? Because I want to. Because I want to. A lot of people don't care about that, and they don't care for that. That's fine. But it's something that I want to do. I want to show that I love my family in that way. Of course, I show them by calling, telling them I love them and stuff like that. But, like, my mom, I don't want her living where she lives. I don't want her driving what she drives. I want to take care of that. There's certain shit that I just want to do. And like, when it comes down to like a moment like this, then I remember like why I fucking hustle so hard. And even though right now it seems like it's at like a, I gotta be cutting grass in the yard. It seems like it's at like, it's just moving slower. It's just moving slowly. It's okay. I know it's all gonna work out, but like, it's like, okay, now I gotta push. It's like when they say delivery time, I don't know what it feels like to deliver a baby, but when delivery time comes and like it's time for the baby to come and you gotta actually push, the baby doesn't always just fall out. Sometimes you gotta push the baby out. Sometimes you gotta put some effort into that last getting the baby, that last holler, that last big push, one more big push. Yeah, I've seen like people say that on movies and shows and stuff. One more push, one more push. Take a deep breath, take a deep breath, you can do it. And that one more push, then that one more push brings the baby forth. And that's what I feel like I'm doing right now. I just need that one more big push to bring the baby forth. So, and the baby is like my dream. Like putting out this music, putting out this art, putting out my skincare, putting out my book, but doing shit that I want to do and supporting my family and supporting myself and showing the world and people like me that have been stuck a lot of years that they can do it too. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of crying. It takes a lot of alone time. It takes a lot of reevaluation of your fucking life. It takes some shit. But once you start getting in that road, getting down that road, and you start feeling like, okay, I know what's coming. Okay, I can feel it. Okay, I see the signs. Okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. Okay, it's coming. Then you're motivating yourself. It's like it's naturally coming to you. And then there are things that come, and there are things that may happen. Like my seeing the photos of my niece, and her birthday was yesterday, and see, knowing what you want to do, and it triggers another push. It triggers another push. That's like that deep breath that I needed. Take a deep breath. Ready, 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 push. And that's what I feel like I'm on. My cousin dying, and I'm about to put out, you know, one of the songs that he helped me. That he produced the, he made the beat, and I'm like, you know, and he's gone now, he can't even see me do it. What am I waiting for? I know there's steps to take it, there's steps to take to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row, like, you know, because I don't want nobody stealing my shit. If somebody so I gotta make sure that I'm taking care of that end. So as long as I'm doing what I need to do, I gotta hustle and put the money in place to do. That's what I do. I circulate my money inside my business. When I make money for, you know, this, I take the, you know, my, you know, part of it, and I put it towards this other business. That's why it always seems like, you know, I'm doing shit, but like I want to, like now I want it to like explode, and I want it to go bigger than even I ever thought it would go. But I'm ready. I'm ready now. I want to see my niece all the time. I want to see my mom. I want to, you know, be able to travel the world. I want to experience new things. I want to do shit. And like, I have, you know, there are times where I have had money, but I'm putting the money back into my businesses, back into myself. So I've been investing into myself for a lot of time and investing into other people. Now I'm ready to see the fruit of all this goddamn labor that I'm doing. So it's this extra push that I'm feeling like right now. So I just want to encourage, you know, you guys to just push. Just don't think, don't look around left or right, just push. Okay? That's where I'm at right now, and I hope that I hope y'all can feel me. I hope somebody gets something out of this. Remember to tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You are strong. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. You can do it. You're focused on your goals, and you make that shit happen. You don't focus on the shit around you, the people around you, and the naysayers, the people that don't believe in you. you focus on what you want and you go get that shit. I hope you have a great day. Moni.com, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E, Moni on Instagram, Gallery of Moni. Find Moni on TikTok. I'm on everything. All right. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good one. It's Moni.